Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When currently 81-year-old John Harrison was just 14 years old, he received a blood transfusion following a major chest surgery. He had a lung removed, and 13 units or pints of other people's blood, that's nearly 2 gallons, made their life-saving way into his veins. That transfusion inspired Harrison's later generosity. He promised to begin donating once he turned 18 and did so weekly until May 11, 2018, when, according to the Australian Red Cross, he gave his final donation. He's fine. That's just the maximum age in Australia for giving blood. Harrison's prolific donation is notable enough that in 2003, Guinness World Records recognized his achievement for the most blood donated by a single person. His record was broken in 2015, but we'd say it's still nothing to sneeze at. And Harrison's blood is notable not only for quantity, but also for quality. He's credited with saving the lives of more than 2 million Australian babies. Harrison, known in Australia as the man with the golden arm, produces a rare and powerful antibody in his blood called RhD immunoglobulin, or anti-D. It protects unborn babies from the potentially deadly condition Rh incompatibility. When a pregnant woman with an Rh-negative blood type carries a baby with Rh-positive blood, the woman's body mistakenly treats the baby's red blood cells like an outside threat. Her body produces antibodies to combat what it perceives as an invader with potentially deadly effect. Miscarriage, stillbirth, fetal brain damage, and anemia are all possible outcomes. Australian doctors have theorized that the transfusion that Harrison received as a teen may have contributed to the unique composition of the blood his body now produces. Harrison made his final contribution at the Town Hall Donor Center in Sydney, Australia, surrounded by mothers and their children who had benefited from the treatment, as well as large silver balloons in the shape of the numerals 1173, 1173 being the number of times Harrison donated blood throughout his life. Harrison told a Sydney Morning Herald reporter attending the final donation, "It's a sad day for me, the end of a long run." Robin Barlow, the RH program coordinator who recruited James to be the program's first donor, told the newspaper, "Every ampule of anti-D ever made in Australia has James in it. Since the very first mother received her dose at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in 1967. It's an enormous thing. He's saved millions of babies." Approximately 17% of pregnant Australian women receive doses of anti-D. That number includes Harrison's own daughter, Tracy Mellowship, who was treated in 1992 and gave birth to a healthy son named Scott in 1995. When Scott turned 16 in 2011, he gave his first blood donation sitting next to his grandfather, who was marking his 1,000th. But there's a bit of a twist. Harrison, who received the Medal of the Order of Australia in 1999, has had a lifelong fear of needles. In his more than 6 decades of donating blood, he's never watched a nurse insert a needle in his arm, preferring to look away. Today's episode was written by Christopher Hasiotis and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other heartwarming topics, literally because of the blood, yeah, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.